I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. The predictions for severe spring flooding are beginning to come true. Heavy rain is forecast for the Quad Cities area today, and since the ground is mainly still frozen, the rain and snow melt will quickly run off. The National Weather Service says the Maquoketa River at Maquoketa is expected to rise 15 feet from today's level and crest tomorrow afternoon more than 5 feet over flood stage. The Mississippi, which usually rises and falls slowly, will probably rise 8 feet from its current level in the Quad Cities between today and Sunday and crest at 2.5 feet over flood stage. Higher levels are possible in the coming weeks. The Rock River is already over flood stage at both Joslyn and Moline, and the Weather Service forecasts it will rise about 2 feet at both locations and crest on Sunday. The Quad Cities is no longer under consideration for hundreds of federal jobs scheduled to leave the Washington, D.C. area later this year. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced the list of possible sites has been reduced from 136 to 67. Last year, the department announced plans to move the Economic Research Service and National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and it invited communities to bid for the two offices with a total of more than 600 jobs. One of the bidders was the Quad Cities, led by the Chamber of Commerce. It proposed putting the two USDA offices on Arsenal Island, an office space that is currently vacant. The department says site selection criteria include location, a qualified labor force, and locations with work hours compatible with all USDA office schedules. It will also consider cost of living and quality of life. Texas Democrat Beto O'Rourke is planning a series of stops in eastern Iowa beginning tomorrow. He's expected to soon announce whether he will seek the Democratic nomination for president. Two people familiar with O'Rourke's plans say the former congressman is expected to visit Burlington and Dubuque. They spoke on condition of anonymity because they weren't authorized to disclose details of the plans. O'Rourke is also expected to visit Waterloo to campaign for an Iowa Democrat who is running in a state Senate special election. Last year, O'Rourke ran for a U.S. Senate seat in Texas, a reliably red state. He narrowly lost to Republican incumbent Ted Cruz. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.